Lord knows we don't want. Yeah, Lord knows we don't want them getting all up ons because. Next thing you know,
then we can't say all the fun stuff we say.
I've said things that might be considered pro Russia on this program in the past, and if the FCC gets all up on,
we don't want more people hating us.
I'm done.
Yeah, it's.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Your Boston 5-day weather forecast does not contain anything nearly as nasty as that weather we had last night. So you'll be happy to hear that tonight. No rain, mostly clear, decent humidity, lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, the clouds are going to be about, but don't expect any rain to come out of them. Highs in the low 80s, lows in the upper 60s Thursday night. Friday, the humidity starts to rise under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures scraping 90 degrees during the day, falling back to about 70 degrees Friday night. Saturday, might be kicking off a holiday weekend for some people if you were lucky enough to get Monday off. Not bad. Partly cloudy. High in the upper 80s. Lows around 70 degrees again on Saturday night. Humidity rising. Sunday, the humidity continues to rise and the scattered thunderstorms follow along. 60% chance of rain. Highs in the low 80s. Lows in the mid-60s Sunday. And then for Monday, the humidity drops. The temperature stays in the upper 80s, and the sun comes back out. Lows in the mid-60s Monday night. And
yay,
then for
sun.
The 4th of July, there will be fireworks breaking out sometime after sunset.
Yay, 4th.
Expect to hear...
How is it July?
Expect to hear booms...
It's like, how?
Booms in the sky wherever you go. Yeah, I don't know where this month... Considering how much time I spent in this month in excruciating pain. I don't know where it went.
Oh yeah, how's your back?
I don't know.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
It's actually considerably better than it's been, but I've had to endure.
You're laughing at him a little bit, Lisa.
I had to endure two long drives in the past 4 days.
Super fun time explosion.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I mean, even when my back is in perfect condition, if I drive for more than like 2 or 3 hours, I get out and I'm just like, I am 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
I know Derek's something's wrong when I'm like, how's your back doing? Well, I can't sit.
Yeah.
So
loves sitting.
That's a good thing.
It's like
you see him furiously working over his desk, hunched over.
You know, Chris
like
Earl.
Scowling at everybody walking through the door.
Chris Earl, who's very much in my thoughts, and I hope in the thoughts of listeners to Time Travel and this program, lost his Dana on Saturday. And the funeral.
I love you, Chris.
And the funeral was today. And I'm talking to Molly last night. I was going, no matter what. No question, I'm going, because he is a dear friend, and I know several people in his family. I loved his Nana. She was an amazing woman. And I wanted to be there for him. I'm talking to Molly last night, and I'm thinking it's up in Tewksbury, because that's where Chris lives. And Molly's like, oh, it's in Taunton. And I'm like, Taunton? And all I can think of is sitting in the car for 90 minutes to get to Taunton. And I'm like, Taunton? Oh, my God, Taunton.
It's not that bad with no traffic. But if anybody drove anywhere near the 93-95 cutoff on the North Shore today, that was fun, kids.
I was going to say, it's adorable to think of there ever not being traffic somewhere along that route.
Yeah. Or trying to get to the U2 concert on Sunday.
Maybe 3:30 in the morning. Maybe.
When we come back, did you hear all of the other stories that caught our attention this week on WMFO Medford? And in just a little bit, Massachusetts, we're one of three states. We are one of three states. We're going to tell you what kind of state we are and why it ought to be outlawed.
The next time you're buying bacon, look through that window on the package. I'm Sarah Beck, consumer meat specialist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. All bacon packages must have a transparent window so you can see a representative slice. And chances are, if you check the window, you can get the kind of bacon you like. Bacon with a high proportion of lean is obviously a better buy. Bacon with the lean distributed as streaks throughout the slice will be more attractive and crisper when cooked.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
WMFO Medford 91.5. Welcome back to The Big Picture. I am Chase Spillane. With me, as always, the lovely and talented Lisa Nichols and the all right looking and talented Derek Gary. We're going to be here with you till 9 o'clock. Get super pumped, folks, because now it's time for Did You Hear?
And maybe I'm back on air. I am.
Yay.
You know, Mr. he brings you on the show and he just slowly fades me.
Well, can I just say for the record, you're all texty McGee over here.
I'm not texting.
While the bed music
editing.
Is playing.
Because I'm a professional, I can do two things at once. Mr. I talk serious government policies.
You're cutting it close
and
over there.
World policies, but I'm playing Pokemon simultaneously chugging Mountain Dew. But I look at my phone.
Yeah, because I'm not texting. I'm not trying to reach out to that guy that I was on the date with last week. And maybe we should.
No, that was decent for my first time call signing in
that
a while,
was.
Though, right? I didn't even. Yeah,
that was
off the cuff. Check me out, WMFO Medford.
And for the record, not texting.
Okay, well, it looked
maybe I was playing it, Pokemon.
It looked like you were texting, and let's consider who I'm dealing with here. Miss Car Accident Caused by Texting 2009,
that
I believe.
That was not caused by texting. That was caused by someone cutting me off and me hydroplaning.
While you were texting.
While I was looking at my phone. You know, it's different.
Takes me 2 seconds to play Pokemon.
Thanks
I don't know what's going
on.
Thanks
for calling me out
here.
On the airwaves, by the way.
You do it for an entire segment.
You have an entire side conversation with Kim going during most of our broadcasts.
Listeners, just so you know, I just was typing on my computer
Kim
all these tabs open.
And
I love
tonight, I would love for her to actually text me tonight.
Isn't listening
to
them talk
that I
to them
been
argue
texting.
Fun? It's really entertaining, right?
Ugh.
I love Kim to death, by the way.
You're a savage.
Don't call me out for one of the worst memories of my life on the air, by the way.
I'm just trying to force a little decorum around here.
And were it not for the fact that I hydroplaned, my car would have been fine.
He purposely just angers me to get me fired up.
Just a tiny little bit of decorum. Tiny.
Is it? I don't at all. You haven't kept me on the show for this long because I lack decorum.
I know.
WMFO Medford now taking bets on who's going to set each other on fire first, Lisa.
By the way, my fault that your mic didn't come up, so I will own that part of it.
You need to stop playing Pokemon.
I wasn't playing Pokemon.
How do you even play Pokemon sitting still?
I thought it was like a go around the world thing. Does it out of the side of his arm while looking at the screen?
We have four Pokestops right outside
the
station.
He's good.
So you're just traveling from your seat? That is, you bring like a new level to the word lazy.
I'm not actually catching anything. I'm just spinning Pokestops and getting Pokeballs, which I will use later on tonight.
On to the important segment of the show. You have successfully derailed this. So it is time for Did You Hear? The segment of the show where Derek Shea and I quiz each other on all those other stories because it is summertime and there's nothing going on. So I will start with Takata.
Takata.
Wasn't Sean Connery in that movie, Takata with Love?
Probably.
Shay, I give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Filed for bankruptcy, but you are still going to get your airbags fixed. So they say. Okay. Let me tell you something. If you got one of them Takata airbags, you're paying to get it fixed. Because there's no way. This is like the first step in how you weasel out of paying the billions of dollars you owe. Because you cheaped out on the preservative that you used in your airbags, and the stuff apparently turns explosive if you let it get exposed to moisture. Nicely done, guys.
Fun. All right, Shay.
Gronk.
Owski.
One
way to
assume.
Crack that code.
Oh, what was the latest story? Was this today or yesterday? I didn't read the article.
Yesterday.
Oh, so this isn't the Foxwoods thing?
No.
That he ran up a $150,000 bill in
was
a night at Foxwoods?
Was he urinating again off the deck of my work?
No, this is cute and not
Oh, is this the Buzz Off for Kids?
Don't believe so.
Is his shirt missing?
When isn't it?
I know, it's crunk.
At least when I'm sleeping. I mean, it's
am I
off.
Bad that I find no sexual attraction to that man?
Are you insane? I literally, like, there are very few men look at and I'm like, yeah.
No, but that's the thing. I've dealt
I'm also 6 feet
so
tall,
times
though, so
with
the,
him.
You know, the...
Yeah, you've
slim.
Spent time around him.
And just the amount of...
He's also just like every dude I dated in college. Dumb. I think that's part of it, too. Oh, he's so lovably dumb, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, he apparently felt the need to borrow a North Texas high school football field for an off-season workout yesterday. He posted a video to Snapchat of himself and at least one other person breaking into the field at South Lake Carroll High School's Dragon Stadium. The video shows Gronkowski squeezing between a brick wall and a fence on his way in.
See, nobody will notice.
How do you not find that adorable?
Just climbing over.
Isn't he like 6'4"?
Yeah.
He should leave a sign.
I do like that height.
He should leave a sign afterward that says, "Your field just got gronked."
I was going to say, can you imagine these kids coming back for like preseason training being like, oh my God, Rob
Gronk was here, man. Banksy.
Does really good graffiti.
Fans know that I'm a massive Banksy fan, so any Banksy news is going to get my attention.
Ooh. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Banksy may have inadvertently been outed.
Yes, I did hear about this.
DJ Goldie was on a podcast last week. And basically said, let's see if I got the quote here. Give me a bubble letter and put it on a T-shirt and write Banksy on it and we're sorted. We can sell it now. So he's commenting on the state of art and Banksy in the art world. And then after that, he said, quote, no disrespect to Robert. I think he's a brilliant artist. I think he has flipped the world of art over. Everyone in the United Kingdom has taken this to mean Robert Del Naha, better known as one of the founders of Massive Attack, and an in-depth investigation of where Banksy's work has appeared, overlaid with Massive Attack tour dates, has added a lot of fuel to the fire that Banksy may in fact be Robert Del Naha.
Nerd alert.
No.
Hey, Banksy's pretty good.
No.
What was the name of that?
Banksy's stuff sells for over $1 million. That's not Nerd Alert.
What was the name of that, the depressing themed theme park?
Dismaland. Yes.
Oh, I loved that.
Apparently, I'm completely out of touch with the world.
No, he opened it. Wasn't it? It was in Russia or
no?
Like
it was in the United Kingdom.
I thought it was somewhere that's been sad before.
No, it was in the UK. It was in a particularly depressing town
that's
in the United Kingdom.
It was something run down that he like purposely ran down more, but in a professional way.
And he brought all the artists in and ran it for I think 6 weeks, starting last November. I would have loved to have gone.
Yeah. I looked at the pictures from it. It was just like, he's such a genius.
Currently running a hotel that is an art installation in Israel. And
that's what I'm thinking of.
Some additional evidence that they've... No, this is going on right now. Dismaland was only open for 6 weeks. Some of the additional evidence, apparently all of the music that they play in the hotel is Massive Attack. So
that could also just be leaning into the rumor.
It
you know?
Could.
Like it's Billy Shields all over again.
I mean, the one thing is, I don't want to know who Banksy is.
Me neither. It's because, part of his wonder.
Yeah, part of the charm is like, is it one guy? Is it a bunch of people? What's going on here? But on the other hand,
like, is it a whole like troop of people that happen to have the same artistic style?
On the other hand, his stuff is so good.
I was gonna say that he really started this whole trend of leaving. If you go in the Seaport, actually, it's all around Boston.
I would say leaving like your very artistic tag.
Yeah, the love thing I posted something about that. It's just really cool to see.
Yeah, Boston. There's a couple of Banksy's in Boston, and we've actually taken care of them, unlike other cities where they tend to just get painted over.
By some dum-dum.
Or chiseled off the wall and sold at auction for $1 million.
Dunkin' Donuts.
They're going to go kneecap Cumbies over that buck coffee.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, get in the cow. Go to the Cumbies.
We're going to Dunkies. We can't go to Cumbies, guys.
Dunks for life.
Ked. Oh, that's what I meant to say. Ked.
Oh, God. I heard something about them. Dunkin' Donuts. Have they been bought by Amazon?
No.
Oh, okay. No, not that's just yet. That's just everything else.
I just I heard something about it, but I do not remember what it was.
Oh, what? Steak?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
steak and eggs, or steak and egg and cheese, and it doesn't have real steak.
It is. That is true.
Wait a minute.
I got steak out of her, so I was going to say,
this was literally me like overhearing someone talking about this at work today, about Dunkin' Donuts and being sued about not having steak in the steak.
That's
the extent of my knowledge.
If I have learned only one thing from Darden restaurants, it is that you can't fake steak.
Well, apparently Dunkin' Donuts is. Dunkin' Donuts steak and egg breakfast sandwiches allegedly lack one main ingredient. As Shay said, that would be steak.
Oh, I love that I just screamed steak in your face.
Question. That actually is something that I randomly scream myself, so we're
steaks.
Good. That claim is in a federal lawsuit filed in New York this week on behalf of Queens resident Chen Chulin, who wants the Canton-based company to pay for allegedly deceiving its customers. This sounds incredibly... Oh, no. It's not that similar to the lawsuit recently, also coming out of New York, from KFC, because the woman said that her bucket of chicken was not as...
overflowing.
Filling, voluptuous, as it appeared on the commercial.
The precedent I immediately
Our chicken isn't fatta.
Is when they were saying that the beef in Taco Bell did not have much beef in it.
Mm-hmm.
That it was mostly filler.
What kind of world do we live in? Subway, you only have 40% chicken in your chicken. And now I find America runs on Dunkin'. Dunkin' Donuts, my hometown, like, what? No steak?
Well, that reminds me of...
She's a Mary Lou's girl, so don't get into that.
Even though technically I am, hey, watch yourself.
Yeah, there'll be a throwdown.
Where Dunkin' Donuts was invented in Quincy, Massachusetts.
That's true.
Born and bred.
Been to the original, as I'm sure you have.
Yes, it's a pain in the butt, though. There's no drive up, and there's like 6 parking spaces. Anyways.
Yeah, but you can buy a Ford across the street.
That's true. Or go to Wendy's and have actual meat. Well, that reminds me of, I remember we were coming back from soccer practice once when I was a kid, and they've since changed, obviously, which you know from their old ad campaigns. But we went to McDonald's, and this girl was allergic to poultry and got the chicken nuggets. And this is like in the mid-90s. And I looked at her and was like, aren't you allergic to chicken? And she's like,
There's no chicken in there.
And that's why it was such a big deal when they came out like,
made with
real chicken.
You have an allergy and somebody eats your food because it's not. Good job.
It's like, well, they got the lobster roll out now at Mickey D's.
Oh,
and
God.
The sign out front says 100% real lobster meat.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And please call in 855-915-9636 if you've tried this and not died. It would be great.
I've
to
had
hear
their lobster. I haven't had it this year, but I've had their lobster roll.
Of course, you would. Have you also had the chicken salad from Dunkin' Donuts? Because that sounds like something you'd do too.
I probably have at some point in time.
Derek doesn't eat
lettuce. but there's no lettuce in chicken salad.
Oh, chicken salad! I thought you meant a salad.
No, we're not talking about a Caesar. The only ingredients in chicken salad are chicken and mayonnaise, maybe some onion or something.
Oh, all right, heat is getting to me.
So as disturbing as the
second week back, folks.
As disturbing as the fake steak is, and that's pretty. I don't know what's in the steak. I don't want to know what's in the steak.
Again, it all depends if it's delicious.
Here's to me.
Spoken like a true American.
How hungover am I, and how much do I care?
Here's to me the bigger question. And this is a much, much more distressing question. Who the hell is eating the steak at Dunkin' Donuts?
That's true.
Someone right? really,
I'm
really,
not sure if everybody
really
knows
desperate.
About this delicious breakfast item. It's at McDonald's, and it's called a McGriddle.
It
is
no.
Pancakes, I want one right
No, pancakes
now.
Are not buns. You can't do that.
Excuse me. They're not pancakes. They are
Just like I was completely okay.
They're pancakes.
With the the chicken taco from Taco Bell. I enjoyed that.
No, I also chicken, not a sandwich container. Okay, it's like
anything that you can make a sandwich container, I will take it.
I am one of these.
Less.
Oh, you mean like the taco itself is made of chicken?
I'm like a new school non-carb. I eliminate the bun, but in place I put meat where that is.
I am one of these old-fashioned guys.
Between the two pieces of meat,
pushing the line on
there is more meat and perhaps some cheese.
I will confess, as I am one of these old-fashioned guys that insists like something that is purporting to be a sandwich be made with bread on the outside.
Yeah, you're going to have to make that on your
own. Not pancakes, not waffles, not chicken.
Flapjacks.
Not Johnny cakes. Or, you know, the English muffin is acceptable.
Says the guy that pulls up every single day to the show
with a Mountain Dew
the
and
biscuit.
A McDonald's bag.
Perhaps the fakest substance on the planet. I think you can clean grease off your car with that stuff.
Yeah, does that take off the
it's an elixir of life, right?
Or all of your teeth enamel.
Warren Buffett is fueled by Cherry Coke. I'm fueled by Mountain Dew. That's how it goes. Geniuses
so
like
actually,
sugar water.
Can't light him on fire because it'll just burn out.
But who's?
It would just be a neon green.
Molly said something to me today that was stunning because she's like, I got this tuna salad sandwich at Cumbie's that was the best tuna salad I ever had.
Oh, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
And I looked
at
her.
But you know, that's actually the one single food out of my entire life, the weird, weird things that I've eaten. Tuna salad is still canned tuna. I have a visceral reaction. It's not something that can stay down.
But here's the thing. I looked at her and I said, are you telling me that you ate gas station seafood? Don't eat gas station seafood.
I'm sorry. Were they out of the spicy tuna roll?
That's not their gig.
Yeah.
Okay? The
hot
gas
dog,
station
man.
Is not in the seafood
Two things Derek has
business.
Taught me that have stayed true to my heart. One, always have your opinion outside the group. And two, never eat seafood in a gas station.
Yeah, like the sushi, don't eat that.
You can include with that my dad's thing, which is never have any seafood that's listed as all you can eat. For $10.
Yeah.
For $10.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You've totally done
that.
I can tell just by your
reaction. $10?
For $10, all you can eat, that means it's not good seafood.
I'm sorry. I don't. You know what else I don't like? Is like street oysters for a buck? Uh-uh.
Not
I know
happening.
It's a big thing at the festival, all right? But it's like street oysters for a buck. I don't. There's too many ways
you
get sick on an oyster.
You shouldn't street fish anything, except maybe a lobster roll in me.
In my defense, I'm like three Stoli-Dolies deep from Fiore Roof.
And the alcohol will kill off some of those bacteria.
All
but
the acid in my stomach is just cooking the oysters on a drop. So
I was saying stick to the fried dough.
Shay.
Jewelry Victoria's Secret.
Jewelry Victoria's Secret?
Yeah.
Is that like hyphen? Is that a thing?
Jewelry, comma, Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret is coming out with a new jewelry line?
No.
That'd be my guess.
Decent guess, though. Here, I'll help. Victoria's Secret model.
Had jewelry stolen from her.
This is one that kind of this was a Tuesday story, wasn't it?
The Angels are now not wearing bras,
yes,
they're just wearing jewelry.
This one kind of blew by me and I glanced at it and I said, no, we're not going to talk about that, so I didn't read it.
Australian model and actress Miranda Kerr has handed over millions of dollars worth of jewelry that U.S. authorities say was given to her as part of a Malaysian money laundering scheme. According to a June 15th U.S. Department of Justice civil lawsuit, Kerr, a former Victoria's Secret model, was given diamond pendants, earrings, and other jewelry worth about $8 million in 2015 by Malaysian financier Joe Lowe. Kerr is not accused of any wrongdoing, and her spokesperson said she's fully cooperated with the U.S. authorities.
This ties back to the Hollywood films that were allegedly funded by this guy.
Exactly.
Including,
can't people just be hot and get jewelry?
Including, I think...
What's happening to the world?
There was at least one Scorsese movie.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
I want to say Wolf of Wall Street, ironically enough.
And they're looking at possibly seizing the profits of those movies.
Yeah, because of this guy. But that's what that's why I found this story interesting and worth mentioning, was just because it's yet another just tiny offshoot of damage caused by this. Because you can imagine, she was a Victoria's Secret model. She's a super hot girl who's paid to be super hot.
Yeah.
What classically happens to women like that? People give them jewelry. Like,
so
it's
crazy.
Just like a normal thing. So she had no idea that she was part of this whole, like, conspiracy. And then she had to give all her pretty jewelry
That's
back.
Bad You're money that laundering, smart. Though. That's bad money laundering, though, because I don't know if the cash value of sex is equivalent to the cash value of that jewelry.
Well, also, and at the same time, it's kind of genius money laundering as well, because how bold to do it in a way that's just right in everyone's face.
Only if you
know?
Want to make the money disappear. I don't know.
I mean, that's not how I would launder money. Not that I would ever launder money.
Not a lot.
Yay, laws of the United States. I wouldn't do that. Sorry. Love you.
Philando Castile.
They just had the verdict come out. He was...
Old news. Philando Castile.
Oh.
I want the story after that. Which was huge on Monday.
I know.
I'm going to say hers was what I was going to say.
I read the article. I don't know.
His family will get a $3 million settlement from the city of St. Anthony, Minnesota, following his shooting death during a traffic stop. Officer Geronimo Yanez was acquitted by a jury on murder charges last week. We know that Yanez has left the police department. This is still... You know, here's $3 million, shut up and go away is really what this is.
Oh, yeah.
This does not solve the problem. This does not solve the problem. Why are... Forget black men. And I know it's very difficult to divorce this from race. Why is any American...
Why are human beings...
Why is any American being killed by a police officer during a traffic stop?
Mm-hmm.
Why, in particular, are black men being killed by police officers during traffic stops? But why is any American being killed?
And more important, becoming exhausting. Well, not how many times we talk about it on the show. It's sad.
Well, it's like I said. I always try to remember the name of the victim, but it's gotten to the point where it's so difficult because there's so many instances of this.
This one was completely out of control.
Equally important to the question of why is this happening is the question of what can we actually do about it. Beyond throwing money at the situation.
I told you, if you're a rookie cop, first 2 years, you're on the beat, Nerf bullets. You get the gun, you get the service revolver, but you get Nerf bullets. And you don't find out until the first time that you pull the gun on a black person and pull the trigger half a dozen times.
And then like, they giggle in your face saying, ha-ha, that's made of foam.
And then they're like, oh, you must, and the black people can stand there and be like, oh, you must be the new guy. Can you please call an actual police officer to come over here and deal with this situation?
Who knows not to discharge their weapons stupidly? Yeah.
Nerf bullets.
All right, last one from me. Chef Boyardee
is delicious
when you're drunk.
Did he get
more hungover?
I got a third Michelin star, I believe.
It did, actually. It was Best Chef Northwest.
Three Michelin stars now for Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, we're going to recall some Chef Boyardee.
Uh-oh.
Conagra Brands, no. Inc. is the latest food company to issue a nationwide recall for 700,000 pounds of Chef Boyardee products. In a statement, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said that Friday that various spaghetti and meatball selections were recalled because of misbranding. Some of the products contain milk, which is a common allergen. However, many of the products produced after January 5th, 2017 and January 12th, 2017 did not declare the allergen on the label. So just in that short time, so what's that, a week? 700,000 pounds need to be recalled.
So it's not that the food will actually kill you.
It's not going to make you have dairy intolerance.
Popeye and spinach.
But also, you need to be an idiot in thinking that there's not dairy in your creamy pasta meatball situation going on.
Yeah.
I understand. mislabeling. It is against the law to do that.
But especially if you're allergic to something, you're supposed to be, like, overly aware of it. That's why, like, even working in a restaurant, if someone says, like, I don't... if someone says... I can do that with my mouth, you know. If someone says, like, oh, I don't want this in it, and I say, oh, are you allergic? And they're like, why do you need to know that? I'm like, you're kidding, right?
Yeah. That's exactly every time I feel. No, but allergies are very serious. The people that do have them and take them properly. I hate that I can see the names of them.
That one was called Squeaker.
I don't know any of you. I am a professional... Shay, what's yours?
That's mine.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
No, I'm done. I'm done with the show. I'm good.
Weapon stockpile.
Weapon stockpile.
This is a local story.
I'm going to pull up the fart sounds again.
I was going to say, that was a really poor choice of words anymore. After you made a bunch of... That's one heck of a weapon stockpile you got there, Derek.
This is the guy, East Longmeadow?
Duxbury.
Duxbury, right, general area. This is a guy that showed up at the police station with a fake ID.
With a fake Homeland Security ID.
Fake Homeland Security ID. And they asked him, it was homemade. And they wouldn't let him, you wouldn't let him take any pictures of it. They're asking him who his supervisor is. He won't tell them. So they subsequently find he's not only does he have a fake Homeland Security ID, he's got a fake Connecticut State Trooper badge. Also potentially homemade.
He's just all around.
He's got like every federal agency a fake idea for them.
He's apparently
got... Like, oh, this one doesn't work. Hold on. Let me...
Am I in Massachusetts or Connecticut right now?
He's apparently got a legitimate, like, Connecticut EMS volunteer thing.
Oh, no. He was arrested during his shift as an EMT with Brewster Ambulance, which is a South Shore local ambulance company. Actually grew up with the kid whose family owns
it. He's got blues installed in his car. And he's got a bunch of explosives.
Well, and the fun thing, too, is it was his cousin, I believe.
See what I'm talking about, Shay, in the South Shore?
It was...
No good.
Oh, yeah, because Rivia is so much better. but it was apparently, like, his cousin or one of his family members that turned in the gun that was like, I think my cousin's going crazy. He turned it into the police being like, keep this from him.
Yeah.
He showed up to pick it up. But, yeah, they found a bunch of illegal weapons, fake federal IDs of various different agencies, and a cardboard box just containing tons of chemicals that can be used to make explosives.
I hate all of them.
You love us.
Nope. Solar panels. That's my last one.
Fart noise.
No, that's me.
I've apparently been that's so disconnected with
that's
the world this
thing.
Week.
Solar panels.
Solar panels.
Are good for the environment.
Yes,
I have no idea. I'm not going to pretend.
This was a big story. I think it broke over the weekend, but definitely continued into Monday.
No.
It was tied into another story that came out of Washington. President Trump, our orange president.
I hate hearing that.
Our orangest president.
Trump, it sounds pretend.
Wants to cover his proposed border wall in solar panels. And says that this will reduce the amount of money Mexico has to pay.
I actually did.
And I applaud our orange president because you're basically saying, hey, environmentalists,
like
try
me.
And oppose this. You want solar energy?
Yeah, I'm just decorating.
Hey, you left-wing butthead.
You want solar energy? I'm going to give you 1,000 miles of it. And by the way, it's going to keep Mexicans out. Well played, Mr. President.
Wait, is he also going to put them in the ocean, though? Because that's the only way that wall is going to do anything.
No idea. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. It is WMFO Medford. When we come back, Massachusetts is one of three states... One of three states in all of the United States. One of three. We're going to explain what that means, why it's ridiculous, after we get a little patriotic.
Oh, say can. What's
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
And the rockets went blare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs. Because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. You must be loved as a man insane. You broke my wind, but what a thrill. Goodness, get wrecked, you're quitting balls of fire. I let that love hold up.
Welcome back to The Big Picture on WMFO 91.5 Medford. I am Lisa Nichols with the very immature Chase Mullane and Derek Carey.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I'm this many. I'm holding up six fingers.
I have like an allergy situation. I'm cranky. We are here with
you. Hey, Lisa, turn on your mic this time.
Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9, as always, we want you to be a part of the show. You do that by calling us at 855-915-9635.
Someone didn't return one of her texts. That's why she's really cranky.
I'm not texting.
She's literally going to throw something at
tonight.
You, D. I love you, Lisa, even if you hate
do
me.
Do you want me to go to tavern tonight?
Yes, I do. But
you know
before that...
We gonna get you drunk, girl.
Can we talk...
Well, this is my...
Can we talk about how Massachusetts is one of three states?
This is my, four and a half years on the show. So this is my 4th July... in being on the show, which Derek goes on a... Well, we're still in June because this is the show before 4th of July. Derek goes on a tirade of why Massachusetts is stupid. If I and Derek don't normally give you enough reasons, and Shay, you're also here to include in that why Massachusetts is dumb.
We're one of three states.
The other two states are Delaware and New Jersey.
Which is not good company.
Is that company that anybody in America wants to be in? Is anyone in America sitting around saying, you know, when I think of places that really have it on the ball, places that are really together where everybody wants to be, I think Delaware and New Jersey. Let's be more like they are.
I do like Cape May. Jersey. I like the Jersey Shore.
One of these states is
not
run by
the show,
Chris Christie.
The actual beaches.
can I point? One of these states is run by Chris Christie.
Yeah, that's a fair point. You
know, one of these states shut down a bridge to score a political point, and then had people sent to jail over that. This is the company that we're in, my friends. We are one of three states in the entire United States of America. Massachusetts, Delaware, and New Jersey.
And this is including like the Bible Belt and stuff, like strict places.
Utah is more progressive than we are on this issue. Utah. Mm-hmm. Iowa is more progressive than we are
on
this issue.
Nebraska.
Idaho is more progressive than we are on this issue.
I'll give you this one. Mississippi.
Mississippi. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They're progressive about nothing, and they're more progressive than us on this issue.
Three states. We are one of three, along with Delaware and New Jersey, in which fireworks remain completely illegal. A 100%,
forms.
You've seen the signs if you've been driving around. All the illuminated signs, the ones that usually say, use your blinker. Or whatever fun message. Now they have the scary message. Fireworks are illegal. Jail time or fine. Yeah. That's what they've been flashing all
Derek
weekend
just
long.
Flips off that sign every time he goes by it.
No, I don't, because it used to be a little game that we played.
No, of course. I mean, 4th of July, it's that fun holiday, you know, spending time with family and friends, you have barbecues. And if you live in Massachusetts and you do like to have a little fun, you take that. Some people go more, but that annual road trip up to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
You stockpile up on your, you know, Roman candles and all those other stupid ones that you use. I'm happy with a sparkler.
I'm going to say.
You go to New Hampshire, you drop a grand.
And then on the way back, you're going the speed limit, hoping that you don't get pulled
over. Yeah, and trying really hard not to let any of the cherries from your cigarettes blow into the trunk. Yeah.
But that's the thing. You don't even care about getting fined. You just don't want them confiscated from you.
So you go to New Hampshire, you drop a grand on, like, stuff that you have no idea what it is, but it's large and it says giant boom. And you're like, it's got a picture of a shark on it. And you're like, oh, that's going to be cool. And then you dodge the stadies to get back home. Mm-hmm. And then the 4th of July rolls around, or the 3rd of July, or the 27th of June, or, you know, whatever you feel like
just
doing it. You start lighting some crap off. And the local cops wouldn't pay any attention to you at all. If you were really ticking off the neighbors, they'd come by and flash the blues and take away whatever you had in your hands. Now, you set off a firework, and it's emergency 9. It's like an Amber Alert has been issued because the cops start swarming in from all directions.
Well, and what kills me about this, to be honest, like that, my biggest beef with the fact that it's illegal is it's just like abortion, just like prostitution, just like pot. Illegal or not, people are still going to do it.
Yes.
That's the thing.
And like, so why not make it legal but super regulated?
So here's the thing. This is what Connecticut did.
This is the biggest thing.
This is what Iowa did. Iowa, you can have sparklers at least.
I was going to say, that's the thing is, who's a sparkler? I got to hold a sparkler when I was, word I can't say on the radio, 6.
Sparklers are illegal in Massachusetts.
Yeah. I know. Which means that my aunt and uncle were breaking the law.
Here's what happens. There's so many times on this show.
You always see restaurants on TV and they're putting sparklers in the cakes. Can't do it in Massachusetts because that's illegal.
Here in Massachusetts, on this show, every single week I say, oh, that's weird. Massachusetts is trying to scrounge money around because we have a how many million dollar? Or is it in the billions now deficit? With tax money, we need more taxes. We need more funds.
June 15th, according to Governor Charlie B., $2 billion deficit, $2 billion budget gap between projected tax revenue and expenses for the next fiscal year. This has to be sorted out by June 30th.
And you know what makes money? fireworks. And you know what happens when you tax fireworks or put one of those, you know, fancy taxes on like you do with cigarettes and you want to do with soda.
And you and do with tolls. Alcohol and you do with the tolls.
Here in Massachusetts, because, you know, Taxachusetts, do that with fireworks and you can keep the money.
2015.
It's really crazy.
What a novel idea.
Yeah, it's crazy concept.
2015, New York State, which granted has a larger population than Massachusetts does, but a lot of that population is in Manhattan. And even with fireworks being legal in New York State, you really can't have them in the city.
Yes, I learned that the hard way living in the Bronx when I was going to hit in the head with a Roman candle.
Yeah, it's like you can, but you gotta watch what you're doing.
Yeah, you gotta be super careful and aim things really well.
Because the cops down there aren't putting up with the shenanigans. But in the first year, or not in the first year, in 2015, New York made $2 million in taxes and permit fees from fireworks. In the first year that fireworks were on sale in Maine, which has a pretty restricted list of what you can buy, they pulled in $344,000. Now, we're not talking about massive piles of cash here, but when you're facing a $2 billion budget shortfall...
It never hurts to make a little dent in it.
And you have your residents going and buying whatever they want in whatever state they go to, mm-hmm. instead of doing what Connecticut did, which is to say, fireworks are legal, but you can only have fountains. All right, fine. If it goes boom, you can't sell it in Connecticut. And if it goes boom, you can get arrested. But you can have fountains all day long.
No, of course. And essentially,
so what
do
people do? They go and they buy the fountains and they light them off.
We have the same amount of accidents with frying a turkey outside of Thanksgiving that we do with major incidents with fireworks here. People are stupid. They're going to do it either way. At least we put some sort of regulation on it. And then people can still have their fun without the big booms and be satisfied.
Well, and speaking of the fact that you rightfully identified us as Taxachusetts, how does it not make them angry that not only do we go to another state to get fireworks, but we go to a place where there are no sales taxes?
This is why they're sick. This is why they started sicking the cops on everybody.
But they don't know how to do anything right here in this state. I mean, come on. When we were legalizing marijuana, they put a coach bus, or actually, no, it was like a double decker with no roof, through the streets of Denver to show off all the people on Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
You know, this is what it's like to sell, have weed legalized, and they're looking and they're pointing. It's like what was like a star tour. I mean, what are they going to do that in New Hampshire? You're going to drive up and down Route 1. Look at all those bad people coming out and
those
getting fireworks.
Those dirty people are stoned.
And you know what? They all have Massachusetts license plates.
I've
that's the thing is, like, after a certain time, I'd say, like, what's today's date? The 27th, 28th? I'd say that was right around the time where anyone leaving New Hampshire with a Massachusetts license plate is getting pulled over and searched.
Unlike Shay and I in the past have gone up there holidays.
That was to get alcohol, though.
To get alcohol.
I have put out the
Kyle
call before.
Yeah, Joe drank our 30. What the heck?
I have put out the call before, and the fact that the Commonwealth is now advertising the fact that fireworks are legal on the road signs all over the state ought to be a wake-up call to everybody in this state. You're aware now. You know that they're illegal in this state. We are one of three states where they're illegal. How long are we, the residents of Massachusetts, going to continue to put up with this crap? All we need is one representative, one senator up there on Beacon Hill to introduce the legislation.
Write up a bill, yeah.
Write up a bill. It will pass. And complete unfettered support to any politician who does this. Every time there's one of these town day events or one of these events where the local pals show up, I harass them about this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I always start it the same way now. Why is Massachusetts one of three states? And they get scared as soon as you say that, by the way. They get scared because they're like, oh my God, I know where this is going. You're like, why are we one of three states where fireworks is illegal? And they're like, yeah, nobody's written the bill.
Yeah.
Like, somebody go write the bill.
And that's literally their own
firework
reasoning.
On top of his head and thought he could shoot it off.
Well, and as I said,
ruined it for everybody. Well, and as I said before, too, it stands to reason that if they were legalized, they could either, like with many states, limit the type of fireworks that get sold or regulate it. Have it be, you have to have some kind of permit to say that you know how to use fireworks. Like, you don't need, like, there would arguably be less firework accidents in Massachusetts if it were legal.
We are going to be on the air next Wednesday, which is July 5th. I guarantee you we will have at least one story about
some dumb
a tragic fireworks accident here in Massachusetts and something
unconscionably stupid happening somewhere in New England. Because it's the 4th of July, and that's the way it goes. Okay? So
just ask the Kennedys.
We have the fireworks here. Regardless.
Unfair joke.
What we're losing out on is the ability to regulate what people are using in this state, which you can do if you pass the legislation. You can say this is legal and this isn't. New Hampshire just legalized firecrackers, by the way. Have fun with that.
Ooh, some people are going to be losing some fingers this week.
We're also losing the tax revenue on this. What is the sense? Who are we serving at this point by continuing to make fireworks illegal, other than that group of fire chiefs? And look, I have a tremendous amount of respect for fire chiefs. I love firemen. I have friends who are firemen. I got a friend who's a captain over here in Medford. Okay? I know you guys hate fireworks because I know you see the carnage and the horror and the devastation firsthand, and it's a giant pain in the neck. You can't wrap society in bubble wrap. At some point, the risk of the bootleg market and the black market is greater than the risk of having a regulated taxed market here in Massachusetts.
Well, because no matter what, there's going to be dummies who go out and do it, whether it's legal or illegal. There's always going to be people to find a way around the legal system. So you might as well just make it legal and regulate it.
Might as well just corral all the stupid together and have just them corral. Light off light fireworks.
M80s for everybody. Yeah. But
what are those one the big ones that you like? Are those the Roman
candles?
Roman
candles,
the ones
that
you
anymore.
Hold and they go...
Roman candles are cool. Yeah, Roman candles are cool.
Yeah, Roman candles look like a firework spitting.
No, I used to like the big aerial stuff. As I get older, the big aerial stuff starts to scare me a little bit more, and I enjoy some nice fountains.
And you start to realize it's pollution. I remember when I first realized that, I was like, oh, all that smoke is not great for the environment.
No, but it's great for reinforcing America's superiority.
True.
Don't forget that.
And it's time for what's hot, our favorite thing from this week. This actually came out a while ago. How I missed it, I don't know. Maybe we were off the show or something. It was brought to my attention today. That is why I'm bringing it up. The Red Sox and multiple other teams in Major League Baseball are bringing baseball to the days of Game of Thrones. So they're doing a crossover. This is amazing.
Wait a minute, what?
And yeah, so 19 teams are being involved in it. And everybody, your major players, are going to have their own Game of Thrones bobbleheads.
That's awesome.
I read this and I just died on the inside. This is fantastic. So the dates it's going to be a Tuesday night, July 17th. If you want to go to the Red Sox game, Game of Thrones night. So if you've ever been to Star Trek or Star Wars night or all those different theme nights, they have the bobbleheads. People dress up. It's fun. They play the music. Yes.
Very meta.
I need to, yeah.
The current state of relations between heterosexuals and homosexuals in this country do not allow me to call that what I would like to call it on the air. Mm-hmm. Can I just make that point?
I think we get what you're implying.
And I feel the same way about superhero night or any of this other stuff. Can we please stop
so
mixing the fandoms?
What is so wrong about me wanting Game of Thrones Game of Thrones bobblehead?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
It's so perfect because he's so little.
But it
could be one of those characters.
Interesting because you don't watch
the show.
Is he going
to be the Peter Dinklage character?
I was going to say he could be Peter Dinklage.
I enjoy Peter Dinklage.
He's is not one of
which Lannister is that?
I've only seen a couple
that?
Episodes of that show, but...
Yeah. They only put the show on once every 2 years.
You just don't like it because you don't watch it. It's anything.
No, it's good for you.
I
feel the same way about Star Wars. I don't want Star Wars in baseball. I don't want Star Trek in baseball. I don't want Blade Runner in baseball.
Let's have a little fun.
I'm sorry. Baseball's not fun enough on its own for you, Lisa Nichols.
You know what's fun? The Lego thing they did last year where they had the Lego brick-built David Ortiz statue and everybody got a little Lego Red Sox player to take home.
But that's okay.
But c- because you're not trying to impose some dippy television show or movie on what is already a self-contained entertainment experience.
It is one of the all-time top-rated shows, books that brought in millions of dollars, and you're trying to say and not compare it to a Lego statue.
No.
Where you can take a picture with it
because
that is based off of a toy, a movie, a show.
The Lego thing is complimentary.
We're
celebrating baseball.
You are a fan of Legos, and your house is completely covered in
them.
We're
celebrating baseball through Lego.
I'm sorry.
We're not dressing up our pitcher like a Wookiee.
They're not dressing up. The players aren't dressing up.
They might as well.
You know what,
if you're playing the music.
Shame on me for wanting to play the Game of Thrones music, my favorite show, and one of my favorite sports. Oh, what a horrible person I am.
Let everybody bat with a bastard sword that night. Uh-huh. How's that going to work out?
Listeners, you should see how red both their faces are. it's really quite entertaining.
Please.
Speaking of entertaining.
Derek knows you do not get a Sicilian man.
Lisa, this could be of interest to you because I know you're in the Seaport area a lot. I was talking to a couple of my friends from Berkeley, and they were telling me this great thing they do during the summer called Lunch Break on D.
Yep.
And it's every Friday from 12 noon
Hipsters.
To 2 p.m. Hey, sounds like a nice day. At the Lawn on D, which is, you know, like in Southeast, sort of near the Boston Convention Center, there's Berkeley students that just perform a bunch of different varieties of music, and it's all free. And the Rebel Restaurants also serves lunch. I don't believe that is free, but still. But it's just a nice way to get out of the office every Friday. I mean, it sounds like I don't work a 9-to-5, but personally, if I did, this would be a pretty sweet way to spend my lunch break. And you're supporting local arts and up-and-coming musicians, so not a bad deal.
Nintendo, go pre-order this right now, announced on Monday that they are going to release a sequel to last year's sold-out and then discontinued NES Classic. This one is the Super Nintendo version. It is the SNES Classic. This is going to have 21 games on it, 20 of which were previously released, one of which is Star Fox 2, which has never been released before. This has also got, like, the most incredible lineup of SNES games you can think of. Earthbound is here. Final Fantasy III is here.
That's a good one.
Super Mario RPG is here. Super Metroid is here. A Link to the Past is here. Super Punch-Out is here. Plugs in your HDTV. Plays on your HDTV. Pre-order it now. It is going to sell out the same way the last one did.
Bring up that, what was it, Sega is coming out with apps that you can play certain games for free now? Did you hear about that?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
The NES Classic was selling, it was like $60. They were selling them for $600 on eBay last Christmas.
I was at a barcade, if you will.
I love the barcade. Salem?
Haverhill.
Oh.
It's upstairs at another microbrewery. I forget the name of
Haverhill has a barcade.
Yeah. It's
It's a lot like going to Haverhill. So I'll go to Salem.
But no, they had the new version of they had the new three-dimensional version of Sonic the Hedgehog, and it really freaked me out
because
I'm just used to playing the 2D, and it was so weird to get to like have him look around. It was very strange.
Where's the
thing with the stuff?
Yeah, where's the...
Oh, what, were you texting, not paying attention?
No, I have a lot of buttons here that I have to press in the same way that you do when you're texting.
As we end the show every week, that's the thing that happened, the craziest story from this week's news. Florida. This is crazy. A bikini competition competitor is facing battery charge for allegedly clobbering another female contestant over the head with her high-heeled shoes. Florida police report. According to the cops, Erica Mize, 24, tangled with the victim last month during the Miss Regatta bikini contest in Stuart, Florida, Treasure Coast. I'm actually looking at the picture at the same time. That's why it's so funny.
That's a mistake.
Investigators allege after the 11 bikini-clad contestants left the stage on the Stewart's Waterfront, Causeway Park. Mies trussled with the 24-year-old victim, who was now the current girlfriend of her ex-boyfriend. As first reported by Will Gibley of TC Palm, the victim told cops that the woman warned her that, quote, you should go to the gyno because you're in for a rude awakening.
Yikes.
End quote.
Ew.
surprise. The victim said that the woman hit her on the head with her high heels. According to the Mountain County Sheriff's Office report, the account of the victim, who had a small lump on her head, was backed up by witnesses cops noticed. And again, she was charged with battery of a shoe.
The place in Haverhill is called the Game Pad, by the way. It's on Washington Street. Speaking of people ramming stuff into other stuff, a man posted a video to Facebook showing himself ramming his car into the newly erected Ten Commandments monument on the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol building.
I did read that news story.
Saying that he was doing it because it was a violation of the separation of church and state.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Michael T. Reed, 32, streamed to Facebook Live the moment he drove his 2016 Dodge Dart over the State House lawn and crashed into the monument. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office, I just really want to see the video too, has confirmed that the video shows Reed driving into the monument. As music plays inside the car, the headlights illuminate the grass, and then the large stone slab, which was just put in place yesterday afternoon, with the State House lit in the background. Vehicle speeds towards the monument and crashes into it, and then the video stops.